You're listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Diabetes is a common health condition today. According to the recent ICMR study, India has over 101 million people living with diabetes and 136 million people in pre-diabetic conditions. Managing diabetes requires a holistic approach with the right steps such as adopting a healthy lifestyle, adhering to the treatment plan, and monitoring your blood sugar levels can regularly and effectively help you manage your diabetic condition. Hi, I'm your host Deepthi Ahuja. I head content and production at HD Smartcast, and you're listening to Living Fully with Diabetes, a podcast series in collaboration with Abbott. Here, you will gain insights and tips on how to lead a fulfilling life while managing diabetes. For our first episode on diabetes management, from awareness to adherence, we have two experts with us to share their insights on this topic. Our first expert is Dr. Banshi Sabu. He is the chief diabetologist and chairman of the Diabetes Care and Hormone Clinic in Ahmedabad. Our second guest is Dr. Ashwini Pawar, the medical director at Abbott India. Hi, Dr. Sabu. Hi, Dr. Ashwini. I hope you're doing well today.
Thank you, Deepthi. Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Sabu, I want to start with you. India has a rising burden of chronic conditions from heart disease to diabetes. Can you elaborate a little bit on India's diabetes burden and share your insights on the way forward?
So, first of all, thank you, Deepthi, for having me here. And the diabetes burden in our country is increasing since last 30 years. If you see the data from 2000 before, and every alternate year when International Diabetic Federation comes out with the data, the recent data of ICMR in-diabetes study is talking about 101 million persons with diabetes in our country. This is the adult population of 101 million of type 2 diabetes in our country. And we are the second highest after the China. We are having highest number of people with diabetes in our country. Now, if you see, the burden is increasing every day. We have 136 million persons with pre-diabetes condition. So those who does not know about the pre-diabetes, it means their A1C is below 6.5, but not normal. So it is not below 5.9. So those range people are called pre-diabetes. What is more troublesome is there are many persons who are at the risk of developing diabetes, and those who are at the risk of developing diabetes are central obese. So the problem is that in coming years, we are going to have many more people with diabetes because we have 335 million people with central obesity. So that's a huge number of persons who are at the risk of developing diabetes too. Now, this is the burden which I am talking. Now, way forward is because of these multiple cardiovascular risk factors, these persons who are diabetes and those who are centrally obese, they also have dyslipidemia, that's a lipid problems. They also have hypertension. They have sedentary lifestyle. So these are the multiple cardiovascular risk factors these people have, and there is an increasing risk of not only diabetes but other non-communicable disease too, which includes hypertension and dyslipidemia, and a major challenge of heart problems in our country. Now, we want to make our country not diabetes capital of the world, we want to make it diabetes care capital of the world. So we want to make them for a better care, for preventing all those complications and modifying all those risk factors with a person who is having diabetes. And that is what our way forward, which we want from organization, as a doctor, you know, across the country, and doing a lot of awareness activity, doing a lot of activities for prevention of diabetes and prevention of complication in our persons with diabetes.
Makes perfect sense. Dr. Sabu, you mentioned that diabetes can be associated with a number of other health conditions. What are some of these health conditions, and why should people take care of these conditions in order to maintain their glucose levels?
So as I told you, the diabetes is not only with the persons with high glucose level. They have other comorbid condition. And commonly comorbid condition which are seen with a diabetic person is, one is overall obesity or a central obesity, they have dyslipidemia. That means the lipid profile of these persons, if you see, they have high triglyceride, they have high LDL cholesterol and a low HDL cholesterol. The third thing which is very commonly seen with the diabetic persons is a hypertension. And then there are some modifiable risk factors also, like some of them are in India are smokers or they are tobacco chewers. So these are the conditions that make them multiple cardiovascular risk factors. And these metabolic risk factors are responsible for them to develop heart problems more and more of a kidney disease. So why we are treating diabetes? Not just for the glucose control. Our idea is to control not only glucose, but preventing the complication in persons with diabetes.
Makes sense. Dr. Pawar, coming to you, please tell us, some of the current trends and some of the difficulties that patients face while maintaining or managing this condition.
So, Dipti, like Dr. Sabu highlighted, diabetes management can actually be complex, right? Some people manage it effectively, while others find it difficult to be consistent. Right. One of the major challenges in managing diabetes is low adherence. And this is observed in different parts of India. And if you're wondering what it means, what medicine adherence really means, it's the way people with health condition follow the advice and keep up with the medical treatments, right? Now, it usually refers to people taking their treatments properly as they are prescribed by the physician. But it also extends, typically with a disease like diabetes, to manage a healthy lifestyle and diet that they require for the disease control. Now, there are many studies which have indicated that low adherence or non-adherence is a very big problem. There's one of the studies that says half of the people don't take their medicines as prescribed.
Wow.
Almost one third never fill their first prescription, and 31% completely stop their medicine earlier than recommended. Now, this is not a challenge just in India. Globally also, it is a massive challenge. And this is what keeps people from living their healthiest lives. Let's talk about a study conducted in India. There was a study conducted in Kempegowda Institute of Medical Sciences in Bangalore. It highlighted that almost 49% patients didn't follow their medicines as prescribed. More importantly, specifically talking about diabetes, there are almost 76% of people with diabetes who have uncontrolled blood sugar levels. And like I think Dr. Sabu very well highlighted, that it's not really just controlling blood sugars, but also the fact that it impacts other comorbid conditions that patient has. This is really concerning. And why it's very important for us in India, because 101 million people live with diabetes in our country. Right. Yeah. So helping people follow their treatment, recommending lifestyle changes properly is a very important step in patient's journey to really get better. But more importantly, there's a perspective that we'd like to also understand is that from patient's perspective, there could be a lot of misconceptions that a patient has, beliefs or biases that the patient has. And here comes the role of the doctor in terms of advising and explaining to the patient the importance of taking the medicines as prescribed. Right. And also additionally, I think I'd like to highlight that it's important to look at this aspect of adherence with a new perspective, because we need to know what are really the insights on why the treatment is not adhered to. Now, I'd like to highlight one of the statements that was made by World Health Organization, WHO. And it's very important and offers a lot of hope, but also emphasizes the importance of adherence. Now, if everyone who was prescribed medicines took them as intended, the positive impact on the health would be far bigger than with any specific treatment improvements.
Yeah. I mean, rightly said, but it's also really, really surprising to hear that many people, who have prescribed medication, who have diabetes, they don't follow the treatment plan. They don't adhere to the treatment plan suggested by their doctors. According to you, Dr. Sabu, what are some of the key challenges in treatment adherence? I mean, of course, Dr. Ashwini has highlighted, this grave injustice that people are doing to themselves. But why are they doing it?
So one of the reasons is the education. Now, how you educate the persons with diabetes? You are just not treating the glucose,
Right.
You have to teach them that it can lead to a lot of complication. And preventing complication, the only thing what you can do is the adherence and compliance of the medication, adherence to the diet which is prescribed. it is not only the medicine which is prescribed, which they are not adherent. They are not adherent to the diet. They are not adherent to the exercise, which is also prescribed by the physicians. Many of the times, they may continue the medications like for glucose lowering, but they forget to take their antihypertensive, that's for blood pressure,
right,
or lowering agent, which is also very, very important. Sometimes they have a myth that now my blood pressure is controlled and it is no more required. Sometimes they have a myth that once cholesterol medication is started, it has to be taken only for a few months or a few weeks. Once my cholesterol comes normal, I have not to continue it lifelong. So this is all can be done by education. And that's the reason there is a role of educator in a diabetes clinic. So one of the challenges which you are saying is a busy practitioner, a doctor who himself is so busy that he may not explain all these things to his all his patients or all those persons who are coming with complaint of high sugar or dyslipidemia. So we have a dedicated education department. So, you know, they keep on talking about all those things. And then we have dietitians separately, a nutritionist, even though a doctor is also prescribing the exercise and nutrition part, but still a dedicated dietitian will also explain in detail. And then we also give them a phone number of this dietitian and educator on a regular interval they can call too. One of the other problem is patient or the persons with diabetes, they don't monitor or the regular follow-up. So the compliance and adherence is not only for medication. If they don't follow the doctor advice, if they don't come back to the doctor also regularly, like doctors prescribing for 3 months or 6 months, if they don't come back to the doctor again, they may forget whatever you have talked to them in the clinic. They may forget that, you know, doctor have never told me that this medication is to be taken me for lifelong. The other problem in India, which is also very common, a prescription actually should be from the medical store. They should not give the medication for more than 3 months or 6 months. If it is prescribed for 2 months, if it is prescribed for 4 months or 6 months. But what happens, the same prescription, the medical store people keep on giving them medication. So what happens, a person who has started a medicines from 2020, he has not followed his doctor for 2021, 2022. And for 2 years, he might be taking the either same medication or some of the medicine he has stopped and some of the medicine he is still purchasing. So what will happen? The up titration of therapies never happened. So you don't know what happened to his sugar. If his sugar is not controlled, he needs more medication for that. If his lipids are not under control, I have to add one more medication for that person. So actually he is taking the same medicines for years together and he is not coming for a regular follow-up. So this all requires a complete education and awareness. And I think these type of activities which we are doing on a social media platform or a media or directly reaching out to the persons or from the organization, we do some social media activity also to increase compliance and adherence, not only for medication, but for regular follow-up also for the patients.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sabu, for clearing this out so well, helping us understand the main challenges that people face while maintaining their glucose levels, while managing their diabetes. But Dr. Pawar, what do you think the medical community, including medical companies, healthcare companies and doctors, what can they do to improve people's medical adherence?
So like Dr. Sabu very well highlighted, specifically with chronic conditions, what's important to understand is that it takes a collective effort to really manage these conditions very well. Like I think Dr. Sabu said, it's years and years these patients would take not just anti-diabetic medications, but many others, say for hypertension and others. So what's important is to understand that it's not really single person's effort. It's a collective effort that's there. As an organization, we put patients at the center of everything we do, right? So we make a concerted effort to really understand and listen to what will really help them stick to the medicine routine, right? And some of the insights that we've gathered told us, especially for chronic conditions such as diabetes or many other cardiovascular conditions, they don't take their medicines. One of the reasons could actually be the number of pills. It could be for multiple conditions that they're consuming every day. To address this inconvenience, what we're trying to do is to develop medicines which have extended release. What it helps is that in place of taking it twice a day, the patient only has to take once a day. Now, it may appear simple, but for patient in his routine life, while he has many other things to do, it really simplifies ensuring adherence to the treatment. right? Let's look at elderly patients. Now, for elderly patients, there could be other set of challenges which are there, including usually at the elderly age, deglutition or say taking the tablets and taking large size tablets could be a challenge. One of the small innovations that we've tried is coating the tablet with a glide technology. And what it helps is it helps easier swallowing. And why is it really important? It's important to understand what's really the challenges at the patient size. And this is just one of the many examples which we're trying to ensure with a collaborative effort along with all stakeholders by firstly understanding what really works and what are the solutions that can be provided to the patients. Now, we also know that doctors are actually the people who are advising the patients on how medicines are to be taken properly. And trust me, if patients really listen to one person, then it's only the physician, right? And we've tried understanding some insights from the doctors. And there are some very good insights on why the patient is not adhering. There's a lot related to the behavioral science. And there are some techniques in behavioral science by which you can help the patients adhere to the medicines and eventually lead a healthy journey. At Abbott, we have A-Care initiative, which just does that. What it does is it rethinks how doctors and patients can interact. We mix basically digital tools with a behavioral science so that patients can build healthy habits in a small, manageable steps. All of us know that we're all leading busy lives. So when there's a small nudge, when there's a small, manageable step that we can add, it just becomes easier to follow. And it becomes very, very important for patients who can then lead healthier lives. Now, if we want to transform the healthcare or the care for these patients, especially with chronic disease conditions, we can't do it alone. We know that we need to be collaborating with the community, with the partners, and these strong partnerships with leading experts like Dr. Sabu and others, also the experts in behavioral science and other medical fields, is going to be important to transform the care. One of the initiatives that, as a part of A-Care, we've conducted is an A-Care Congress globally in 2021. And this was a first of its kind large-scale global event where what we did was it was simply focusing on non-adherence. There's been no other major initiative that's been driven on non-adherence, and this is the first of its kind. We also did the second one in 2022. And the objective was to really take this very important aspect and discuss with the experts. There's also an A-Care app that will be soon launched in India. It's a fantastic app. It basically is like a personal coach. It nudges the patients to take their medicines. It also has an inbuilt reward progress. For example, if I start a small habit that eventually helps me to follow those steps, it rewards me, right? And it also gives information to people on building their habits, better health habits in life eventually, which is what really helps them control the disease, manage the condition when, and also lead healthy life. So it's all about nudging people in the right direction, actually follow what's more important. And what is that? The physician's advice, the prescribed treatment, and build better health habits, which eventually lead to better outcomes.
Lovely. I mean, all this sounds really, really interesting and innovative. Dr. Sabu, any recommendations for our listeners, especially those who are living very busy, demanding lives, on how to create a diabetes-friendly environment at work and otherwise?
So, Dipti, this is a very, very important question, because now as we are getting diabetes in younger and younger population, you know that people are developing diabetes in their 30s and 40s, and they are already having busy schedule because they have to work also. And some of them who start their working hours, you know, early in the morning, maybe 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and they keep on working till late evening. So it's a different, you know, lifestyle they have. So you have to also adjust. And what is the biggest problem is the sedentary lifestyle. So we want to make everyone more physical activity. And now the recent data shows that prolonged sitting itself is very, very risky for cardiovascular disease. It's like a more riskier than having a habit of smoking. So you can understand that more than 45 minutes to 90 minutes, if someone is sitting, we ask them to get up more and more time, and there should be more physical activity.
Lovely. And like both of you, in fact, mentioned earlier, you know, there are measures that have been put in place to help them out maintain their lifestyle. you know, it's all very innovative. It's all very, very empathetic, I must say. Thank you so much, Dr. Sabu. Thank you so much, Dr. Pawar, for coming on the show and sharing your insights on this topic.
Thank you, Dipti. It was really lovely talking to you and we enjoyed it.
Same here. We know that living with diabetes could be challenging, but we also hope that today's session will help patients live fully with diabetes. Thank you.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.